about the solar system? I'm told we have a terrific following throughout the Milky Way. I don't exactly know what the Milky Way is, but we'll try to figure that out. By the way, we're in syndication. We're starting to syndicate around the country, too, which is very cool. It's going to take a while to get there. In the old days, in another thing called WABC Radio, we were in about 185 cities. We're gaining on it. But the live streaming is the key, WABCRadio.com. So we've got really two big, large, breaking stories today. Maybe two and a half. We'll get to the half before. One of them is this incredible outbreak yesterday. It really kind of started yesterday afternoon. I'm over at Fox, you know, prepping for my show, Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. on Fox Business. It's been a great success. You listeners and viewers have made it a great success. But all of a sudden, the war drums are beating inside the Biden administration. I mean, it's really kind of interesting. These guys are the peaceniks. They're the doves. They've been pushed around by Vladimir Putin for months and months and months now, afraid of their own shadow, will not make any definitive sanctions, which is what they should have done in the first place. And all of a sudden, Tony Blinken and Secretary of State Blinken is in Australia, Melbourne, and he's talking about warning of Russian aggression, new Russian forces on the Ukraine border, and telling Americans, American citizens, that they should leave Ukraine right away. By the way, on that point, this morning, I'm just looking at the Wall Street Journal website. I mean, I can't confirm any of this. I'm just acting like a reporter now. The Wall Street Journal website, the United States continues to urge its citizens to leave the Ukraine, particularly Kiev. They've already put out a warning to get out of the U.S. embassy. But today, for the first time, Russia is telling its people to get out of the embassy and the city in Kiev, and also on the east part, on the Donbass part. So that's new information from the Russian side. We will have General Jack Keane on at the half hour. He is the best in the business for evaluating this stuff. I mean, he's the most brilliant man. He's a personal friend of mine and my mentor on all things national security, as he has been for many, many years. So then yesterday, okay, Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, comes into the White House press room, and he starts talking in greater detail. He basically says that there's likely invasion. It's imminent. Could probably happen during the Chinese Olympic Games. And he mentioned an escalation in the conflict, which will include Russian aerial bombings of Ukraine. I didn't say where, but Russian aerial bombings, I mean, eastern Ukraine is right next to, you know, right on the border of Russia. So he could, that's easy. They don't have to lob cruise missiles into Donetsk and those, you know, regional capitals in the eastern part of the Ukraine. So I figure he met, I mean, I think it stands to reason, see what General Keane thinks. Kiev. They're going to start bombing Kiev. They're going to throw cruise missiles at Kiev. That is a big, you know, that ups the ante enormously. That's not just a false flag with some divisions or mercenaries. That's major out-and-out war. And that's, you know, big news. So we had on the Kudlow show last night on Fox Business, we had former Director of National Intelligence, my favorite spook, John Ratcliffe, who walked through it. And then later in the show, we had General Keane. And actually, General Keane's the guy who said that the diplomacy period is over. Diplomacy is over. They've been trying for 6 months. Again, weak need by Biden, in my judgment. We should have slapped on the banking sanctions right away. We should have restored the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sanctions. We never should have taken them off. Never. But the Russians met with, let's see, France, Germany, Ukraine, Russia, I don't know, maybe some other Europeans. This is part of the so-called Normandy framework, which was set up, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago when the Russians took Crimea. It basically is the same stuff. Don't go into, you know, Russia doesn't want any of its former satellites to go into NATO. Obviously, some has, a.k.a. Poland. I had dinner with the Polish ambassador to the U.N. I don't know, it must have been two Wednesdays. This past week. Georgette Mosbacher, who was former U.S. ambassador to Poland, a dear heart and a friend of mine in the Trump administration, and I've known her for 30 years. Anyway, you know, Poland is obviously furious at Russia. They're big supporters of the United States. Poland wants us to be even stronger. So I don't know, obviously, how this is going to turn out. It sure reads like an invasion. And a nasty one. I think the Russian troop level on the east side of Ukraine is about up to about 150,000. Perhaps General Keane will update us on that. Remember, Putin has put troops in Belarus, right, to the north of Ukraine, and that border runs very close to the city of Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. I mean, it's really only a couple of miles. I don't know. It's 50 miles or something like that. I don't have my maps in front of me, but it's very close. And then, of course, Russia has bolstered its troops and ships and naval presence, you know, in that southern Black Sea area south of the Ukraine near Crimea and that bridge that they want to build, a permanent bridge. So they got them on all sides. So if they want to do it, they're going to do it. There ain't nothing we can do about it. Nothing. Zero. But. And here's a point that General Keane made last night on the Kudlow Show on Fox Business. I have been making it. Biden's talking to Putin today. We don't know when. We sure don't know what he's going to say. My fear is he doesn't know what he's going to say. He's fled up to Camp David. He ought to be in the Situation Room, right, in the first floor of the West Wing of the White House in that skiff. As somebody who sat in when I was National Economic Council Director for Donald Trump, I was a member of the National Security Council. Lots and lots and lots of meetings in the skiff. It's completely soundproof and wireproof and cyber hacking proof, I suppose. That's where Biden should be with his entire team. Defense, state, CIA, all the spook services, director of that. I mean, I didn't see them getting on the Marine One helicopter yesterday. I think somebody said to me that the chief of staff of the National Security Council was in Marine One. Well, that's the chief of staff. That's fine. That's lovely. But what about why wasn't Sullivan in there? Why weren't they all in there? Why aren't they all heading for, I mean, they should be planning. This is a very serious thing. Now, we're not going to commit any troops, but you got to tell Putin, you know, you can't just push us around, although Biden has been pushed around. Biden should say at the beginning of the phone call, hello, Vladdy. Hello, Vladdy. Good to hear from you. I have some news. As of 12 noon today, we are imposing a sanction, a banking sanction, on the Russian Central Bank and the major Russian banks inside Russia. Henceforth, no financial transactions, no banking transactions will be cleared on the SWIFT system, which is the dollar-based global system for any transactions. You are out of the world financial system as of 12 noon today. No matter what you do. And then we'll talk. And oh, by the way, we're going to restore the pipeline sanctions as well. That should be his beginning. And he could say it in a very calm, pleasant voice. He should have done it months ago. Diplomacy is over. Putin has taken us to the cleaners with his false narrative. So let's take some action. We'll see what happens. I got to take a quick break. I'm in the studio today. It's very exciting. I'm back in the studio. The renovated WABC, John Katsimatidis, my dear friend, Memorial Studio. It's fun to be here. Get to meet the Brotherhood every now and then. Usually I broadcast from my home office in an undisclosed location. So I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I've got to talk about the other crisis that's dooming Biden's presidency, and that is inflation. 7.5% inflation, killing the middle class. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back. Never ending. And I want to advise you that the inflation spike is not only not ending, but it's going to go on for month after month after month after month throughout this year. The CPI that was released this past week, the year-to-year change was 7.5%. Actually, the three-month change, sort of short-term trend, is 8%. So when the three-month is faster than the 12-month, that tells you the trend line is not good. And across the board, this is not just a couple items. It's diffuse. Now, there are thousands of prices scored in the CPI, but all the major categories are showing these outsized increases. And here's the rub. It's not an academic issue. Some of the economists on Wall Street and elsewhere have calculated what the extra costs mean, you know, on energy, gasoline, natural gas, home heating oil, food, grocery shelves, housing, buying clothes, buying a new car, buying an old car. You know, they've calculated $250 per month extra cost from the higher prices. And that's $3,000 per year. Okay, 250 times 12, $3,000 per year. That was done by Moody's, which is usually a lousy shop. It's usually a Joe Biden left-wing shill. But in this case, they actually did some good analysis. It wasn't Mark Zandi, who's the shill man. And Zandi, by the way, is a nice guy. He's a friend of mine. He's just a left-wing shill. Somebody else did it for Moody's, and they came up with the $250 times 12 is $3,000. I believe it was Wells Fargo, the bank, that also calculated that, frankly, the people that get hit the hardest of this inflation tax, which is what it is, right? It's a tax, are the middle class. Now, it doesn't mean that the upper end doesn't get hit. It does, but it's more affordable for them. And frankly, inflation is sometimes very good. I mean, inflation lowers the cost of debt. You know, these guys leverage debt into their investments, so the real cost is cheap because interest rates are at zero, or, you know, market rates are at almost 2% in the Treasury market. The inflation rate's 7.5%, so it's a negative real rate. But the middle class relies on gasoline. It relies on new and used cars. Turns out, you know, pre-owned cars are very important. It relies on you know, middle-class type apartments and homes, relies on groceries on the shelves across the board, buying clothes for the kids. I mean, the Walmarts of the world, the Costcos of the world are jacking up their prices. So we're all feeling it. So it's a big tax, and it's the number one issue in America. Now, I wonder out loud, I'm not asserting this, but I will wonder out loud whether you have a wave the dog situation here. Remember that old movie? They went to war. This is a spoof on the Clinton years. They went to war to take eyes off of the bad domestic situation, which in those days was that Monica Lewinsky. I just wonder out loud. I'm not asserting it, but it just seems odd to me that a day after the CPI surged to 7.5%, front page news, the Bidens have no response to it, no action plan whatsoever. In fact, the president was cross. He did an NBC interview. Lester, whatever his name is. He's not a bad reporter, by the way. What's Lester's name? Do we remember? Anybody know? Anyway, Lester had Biden, you know, in person, asked him about inflation. He said, sir, you said earlier this year inflation is temporary. What's your definition of temporary? And Biden called him a wise guy. Call him a wise guy for asking the question. I mean, the Biden administration has been wrong about inflation all year long. By the way, the last months of the Trump administration, the inflation rate was 1.5%. So a little more than a year later, today, the inflation rate is 7.5% and rising. Okay? Two quick reasons for this. A $900 billion spending rescue package in December of 2020 that we didn't need, and a $1.9 trillion package in April of 2021 that we did not need, both created massive government spending and excess demand. Plus, probably the bigger issue, the Federal Reserve Central Bank has been buying bonds. They've been buying the deficit spending. They buy it. And injecting new money into the economy, creating new money. It's called M2. And we've had a record increase in M2. It's up 40% in the last 2 years. 40%. So it's 25% a year. The last 12 months is still up 13%. We've not seen this since the 1970s. That's why I'm going to have Phil Graham, former Senator Phil Graham, distinguished academic John Cochran, are all going to come in and weigh in on this. The Bidens don't know about the money supply. Jay Powell, the Fed chairman, dismisses the money supply as something that doesn't matter, hasn't mattered for 40 years. He is wrong. The concept comes from the great Nobel Prize winner, Milton Friedman, who was a free market, brilliant man. I knew Milton quite well. He was a mentor of some. Free markets, school choice, and monetarism. Money supply is the basis for rising inflation, and unless and until the Federal Reserve clamps down, your folks are going to have higher and higher inflation. How high, how rapid, I don't know. But I will give you a range. In the next 12 months, the range is 7 to 10%. It is not 2%. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, who used to be a pretty decent Fed chair, she's come over and she's been overtaken by all these crazy left-wing woke radicals. So she's drinking the Kool-Aid, and she says the inflation rate by the end of the year is 2%. And I, with all due respect, I know Ms. Young. She's nuts. Can't happen. So we're going to talk about that. That's the real crisis in this country is inflation. It will bring down Biden's presidency. It is ruining the middle class. I'm Larry Kudlow. I hear the music in the background. It's great fun. We'll be back with General Keane on the war. And then after that, we're going to talk about inflation. Please hang with us. Here's my mission. Save America. Kill inflation.